వివేక చూడామణి శ్లోక 393. ఆకాశవన్ నిర్మల నిర్వికల్పం నిస్సీమ నిస్పందన నిర్వికారం అంతర్బహిశూన్యమనన్యమద్వయం స్వయం పరం బ్రహ్మకిమస్తి బోధ్యం. ఐ హోప్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ ఏబుల్ టు హియర్ ఏవి. ఓకే, గుడ్. ఆడియో వీడియో ఓకే, దట్స్ గుడ్. ఆల్ రైట్. సో బేస్డ్ ఆన్ ది శృతి స్టేట్మెంట్, బ్రహ్మన్ ఈజ్ ది ఓన్లీ స్టఫ్ ఇన్ క్రియేషన్ అండ్ దాట్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఇట్ ఫార్చునేట్లీ దాట్ హ్యాపన్స్ టు బి ఐ మైసెల్ఫ్. దర్ఫర్ శంకరాచార్య సేస్ స్వయం పరం బ్రహ్మ. దాట్ పరం బ్రహ్మ విచ్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ భూమ ఇన్ ది సెవెంత్ చాప్టర్ ఆఫ్ చాందోక్య ఉపనిషత్. ఇఫ్ యూ రిమెంబర్ ది లాస్ట్ వెబినార్, వి మెన్షన్డ్ బోత్ ది నేమ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద బ్రహ్మన్ as given in the Chandogya Upanishad in the 7th chapter as Bhuma and in the 6th chapter as Sat. So the same Brahman, that Sat, that Bhuma is Swayam, I myself. And what is the nature of that Brahman? The first three lines, they give the description of that Brahman. Now, it is Akashavata. Akashavata, the nearest example for that Brahman is Akasha, space, because both have so many features in common. And he lists what are those features here. Nirmalam, Akasha is Nirmalam, so is Brahman. Nirmalam means Shuddham, free from all impurities. Space is ever pure and is unsullied, and it is unsullyable also. Similarly, consciousness also is unsullied and it is unsullyable. Actually, each feature given here is common to both Akasha and consciousness. Actually, we saw some of the other things, in the previous webinars also. Space and Brahman. And actually in Shastra, the common features, they are all called Sadharmyam. Sadharmyam, that is, more the sadharmyam, more the common features are, better the example. For example, at least there must be one common feature when you compare something with something else. When we say someone is like a pillar for an organization, because this is a very common usage. People normally say he is the pillar for this organization. That means what? He is the support for the organization. That is true. But he is not as tall as the pillar or round as the pillar and all those things. But he is a pillar of support. But more the sadharmyam, better the example. In English, a better example is called a germane example. And so Akasha is the best example with so many sadharmyas. And the second common feature is nirvikalpa. Space is indivisible. Space is akhandam ityartha. And the third one is nissima. Nissima means no boundary or no limit or no extremity. It is all pervading. Space is all pervading, so is consciousness. Then nispandana. Nispandana refers to motionlessness or vibrationlessness. Actually, here one has to be a little careful, because consciousness is vibrationless or motionless because in some other context, in the Vedas itself, it is said that the whole world is nothing but the vibration of consciousness. Chaitanya spandanam eva jagate. In Mandukya Karika, there is this statement, Chaitanya spandanam eva jagate. So one should not be, we should be very careful that there is no question of vibration in consciousness, because vibration is possible only for what? Only for a limited thing. Just as limitless space can never have vibration, limitless consciousness also can never have vibration. And if at all we talk about Chaitanya spandanam, that vibration, we should always add an adjective. That spandanam is mithya spandanam. That is as though vibration. It is not real vibration, as though really vibrating. And many people, they miss this subtle difference, and they have taken this vibration seriously also. Consciousness, there are all these vibrations and all. And in fact, actually many philosophies, they have been formed based on this spandanam, this vibration stuff. Swamiji says, actually it seems there is a work called Spandakarika itself. there is a work itself called by that name. Here Shankaracharya, he says clearly, consciousness is nispandanam. There is no vibration. And let us look at it actually in the next line. This shloka is worth remembering because comparison between Akasha and Brahman is given very beautifully here. We saw some common features in the previous webinar also. All in one shloka it is given here. And it is nirvikaram, without any modification. Space has no modification, so is consciousness. No question of aging or decaying space. It is changeless. It is modificationless. Then antar bahihi shunyam, which is free from outside and inside. Antar bahihi, both inside and outside. We cannot talk about outside space because of what? The very concept of outside is a concept which can happen within space only. It cannot happen beyond space. Outside this hall, outside this country, we can talk about all that. They are all possible because the hall, the country, they are all limited. But outside the space is not possible because if there is an outside, there must be what? There must be a place again. And since outside is not possible, one cannot talk about inside also. Because inside is a concept as related, which can be conceived as opposed to outside. Therefore, it is inside, outside, free. Free from inside, outside. Antar bahihi shunyam. Shunyam means free. Similarly, Brahman does not have inside or outside also. Then ananyam. Ananyam means without a second thing, without a second space. This sadharmya will not perfectly fit within space, actually, even though this is given here, an ananyam, but it will not perfectly fit because we cannot say that there is nothing other than space. With respect to consciousness, we can say there is nothing other than consciousness, but in terms of space, we cannot say that. From one angle, if we see actually Taittiriya Upanishad, tasma dva etasma atmana akasha sambhutaha. Akasha is born out of Brahman. Atmanaha akashaha sambhutaha. Thereafter, akashat vayuhu vayo ragnihi agni rapaha advya prithivi. So all those things, they all came successively. That means akasha is the cause for everything that has come out later. That means vayu, agni, apaha, prithivi, all the elements and all the elementals also. So we can say vayu, agni, apaha, prithivi, all of them. Akasha is the karanam, the cause for the entire creation which is existing in akasha. Since akasha is karanam and jagat is karyam, what happens? We can say that there is, because the karana karya sambandha, we can say that there is no jagat also, the karyam separate from akasha, the karanam. There cannot be a jagat separate from the karanam, therefore ananyam. Similarly, we can say Brahman is ananyam, because Brahman is the cause of everything including akasha. Therefore, both are ananyam, without a second thing. Then advayam. It is a consequence of ananya. Because there is no second thing, it is advayam or non-dual. How many spaces can be there? Therefore, in all these aspects, Brahman is akashavat. Akashavat means is space-like, like space. That is why consciousness is always referred to as chidakashaha or chidambaraha. In Chidambaram, there is this Chidambaram town, Kshetra in South India. The Lord is worshipped as consciousness, which is similar to Akasha. They have this Akasha Lingam. And according to the Saivites, Chidambaram is the center of the entire universe. For Vaishnavites, it may be Srirangam. We don't worry about which is what, but whether Chidambaram is the heart of the universe or not, Chidambaraha, Atma, Brahman, is the heart of the universe. Vedantically, it is true. It has been symbolized religiously also in this Chidambaram. And don't stop with glorifying Brahman, Shankaracharya says. Swayam, that Brahman is what? I am. This is the meditation. Meditation should be, these are all the various features of that Brahman, and that Brahman is nothing else, it is myself, Swayam. And that should be the meditation. And this being so, Bodhyam Kim Asti. What else is there to be known in life? There is nothing else. Yajnatva Neha Bhuyonyate Jnatavyam Avasishyate Yasmin Vijnate Sarvam Vijnatam Bhavati. By knowing this, all knowledge is known. What else is there to be known? Means what? Nothing else is to be known once this knowledge is there. The ultimate knowledge. And may you meditate upon this particular fact. That's here to supply. Sloka 394. Vaktavyam kimu vidyet vidyatetra bahuda brahmaiva jiva swayam brahmaita jagadatatam nusakalam brahmadvitiyam shrutihi brahmaivahamiti prabuddhamatayah satyakta bahyasputam brahmi bhuya vasanti santadachita anandatmanaiva dhruvam. So Shankaracharya says, I have exhausted everything that I wanted to say. There is nothing more to be said. This is the essence of my entire teaching, which is of course borrowed from where? From Shruti. There is nothing like a Shankaraism here. It's all borrowed from Shruti only. Only the request or a commandment is, may you soak yourself in this wisdom. That's all Acharya has to say. Because this is what is done by all the great Acharyas of past, of the past times. They have all enjoyed themselves, or they have revealed themselves in this, revealed themselves in this teaching, so you also do the same thing. Therefore he says, Atra Bahudha Vaktavyam Kimu. What is there more to say in this particular regard? Atra Bahudha Vaktavyam Kimu. With respect to teaching, the essence is the following. And what is that for essence? Jivaha Swayam Brahmaiva. The jiva, that means what? You, the listener, are none other than Brahman. Understand it, accept it, assimilate it, and enjoy this fact. I am telling this not for any benefit of mine. I don't have any personal benefit at all. Out of sheer compassion, I am sharing this with you. So he says, Jivaha Swayam Brahmaiva. Not only that, the entire Jagat is also Brahman. So Chara Prapancha as well as the Achara Prapancha, the Chetana Prapancha as well as the Achetana Prapancha, the experiencer as well as the experienced. All of them. Therefore, Jagat. And what type of Jagat it is? Atatam Jagat. This vast universe, this extensive universe, Vyaptam Jagat, the one that is the vast universe, Tandhatu actually, to pervade. Tatam, pervaded. So this vast and extensive universe, which is inert, is nothing but consciousness, which is the most difficult idea to swallow. Because how can this inert matter be consciousness? It is mind-boggling. But in the fact, it is the fact. When the scientists, when they say that the whole creation is nothing but invisible energy in motion, we are not able to swallow it initially. It requires so many years of repeated listening. Why? Even when the first scientist said that the sun is not going around the earth but the earth is going around the sun. No one was willing to even buy that idea. Those scientists were even persecuted. Now the science is advanced to that extent that this fact is the grossest fact in science. Similarly, when the scientists say that the tangible matter is nothing but the vibration of intangible energy, it is a wonder. How can the intangible energy in motion appear as tangible matter? But if one dwells in science for sufficient length of time, it will gradually begin to sink into our brain and we will become comfortable. That is why studying science is useful. Because I am a scientist, I always try to relate to these things. And once we have accepted that this fact, that the tangible matter in the intangible, that's a formless energy, then we are ready for Vedanta. So go to the next stage, that the world is not even intangible energy, but it is intangible, formless consciousness. Therefore, it is very difficult, but fortunately or unfortunately, that is the fact. Therefore, sakalam atatam jagat chaitanyam brahmaiva. The entire vast universe is Brahman, Chaitanya. And therefore, Brahma advitiyam. Brahman is secondless. There is no second, without a second thing. Advitiyam. So, the reason for the previous idea is what? Why Brahman is without a second thing? Because Jiva is also Brahman. Jagat also is Brahman. Which means there is no Jiva separate from Brahman. No Jagat separate from Brahman. And there is no Ishvara also separate from Brahman. Therefore, Sarvam Brahmamayam Jagat. Therefore, it is Advitiyam. Brahmai Veda Vishwamidam Varishtam. Mundaka Upanishad again. So, Iti Shrutihi Vadati. Thus says, that's understood, the scriptures. Iti Shrutihi, the Upanishads. In the Bhagavad Gita also, there is a well-known shloka, Brahmarpanam, Brahmahabihi, Brahmagno, Brahmanahutam, Brahmaivatena Gandhavyam, Brahmakama Samadhina. This is a very popular shloka, which is the highest teaching of Vedanta. So, Shrutihi, Smritihi cha Padati. Both of them, they declare. Then Shankaracharya says, Brahmaiva Aham. Learn to say, that Brahman I am. I should be able to say that boldly. Then it will indicate that I have got clarity in my knowledge and conviction in my understanding. Only then it will be a very comfortably made statement. I am able to say God is everything comfortably, no problem at all. But I am not comfortable in saying I am everything. That means what? The knowledge is not fully ripe yet. Therefore, Shankaracharya is not going to leave us without making us to say that particular statement. He wants us to say what? Brahmaiva aham. I am Brahman. Iti prabuddha matayaha. Thus declare or understand. Wise people. Wise people, that is how they understand. They declare. Prabuddha matayaha. And people of awakened or the enlightened intellect. Prabuddha matihi. Yeshante prabuddha matayaha. So, those people whose intellect has woken up from what? Uttishtata, jagrata, prapyavara, nibodhata. We have seen this in Asankara Upanishad. So, those intellects which have woken up from this dream of Vyavaharika universe, this practical universe. So, those people, Brahmaiva Aham Iti Vadanti. They declare, I am Brahman. And when they declare, I am Brahman, they are very clear that the word I does not refer to the sthula shariram, the sukshma shariram, the karana shariram, or even chidabhasa. All these four, they have rejected as what? As mithya. They don't identify with them. Therefore, samtyaktva, samtyakta bhavaha. Samtyakta bhavaha. Samtyakta the anatma abhimana. So they have given up the identification with anatma. Anatma is what? Sharira trayam, the three bodies. and the Chidabhasa, because they know that what? If I identify with them and say, Aham Ishwaraha Asmi, it does not make me a wise person, but only what? Only an Asura person. This is a big bombshell. If I identify with the bodies and then say, Aham Ishwaraha Asmi, it does not mean I am a wise person, but I am only an Asura person. So there is a beautiful statement. Sakshara Bhavati Rakshasa Akila. So Sakshara, when you, the word, if you take the word Sakshara and reverse it, it becomes what? It becomes Rakshasa. So Sakshara, that means enlightened people. The reverse is Rakshasa. What is the difference? When I identify with Anatma and say, I am Ishwaraha, actually Hiranyakashipu, that's what he did. He said, I am Narayana. Everybody should worship me. Here we say it is wisdom in Vedanta, but there we say Hiranyakashipu is a Rakshasa. And in the Gita also, people are called Rakshasas, that is his Asuri Sampat. Ishwaroham Ahambogi Siddhoham Balavan Sukhi, in the 16th chapter. When Krishna gives the description of an Asura or Rakshasa, he says, all the Rakshasas claim, I am Ishwara. And here Sankaracharya teaches us to claim I am Ishwara. Then won't it become, we will become Asuras by that same condition? We have to be careful, because other faiths heavily criticize Advaitins that they are all Asuras, because all the Advaitins claim that I am Ishwara. So all the other faiths criticize them. Therefore, when I identify with Sharira Trayam, the three bodies, and Chidabhasa, and say I am Ishwara or Brahman, then I become a Rakshasa. Whereas, if I am identifying with Chit, and say I am Narayana, Sohamasmi, Shiva Eva, Sadajivaha, if I say I will become who? Saksharaha. Therefore, Ahankara Drishtya, Aham Brahmasmi is Rakshasatvam. Atma Drishtya, Aham Brahmasmi is Saksharatvam. God reverse this what? When you write God and reverse it, becomes dog. Therefore, Shankaracharya very carefully says, Santyakta Bahyaha. Without Ahankara Abhimana. This Bahyaha refers to all this Ahankara Abhimana, Sputam. Very clearly, they have no doubt at all. That is why when they come down to Ahankara plane and start acting in Vyavahara, all the jnanis, wise people, they come to the Ahankara plane and start acting in the Vyavahara. They know that from the Ahankara angle, I am not Narayana. They know it very well, all these jnanis. Therefore, I require the blessings of Narayana. That is why even Mahajnanis, they want to teach this wisdom to their disciples. When they take up the role of a teacher, Ahankara is teaching or Atma is teaching? How can Atma teach? So the moment they take the role of a teacher, Guru is one Ahankara, Shishya is another Ahankara. So they are all Ahankara only. And therefore, if one should be successful as a teacher and to complete the teaching, what one needs? Sahana vavatu, sahanau bhunaktu, tejasvino adhitamastu. Oh Lord, let me remember all the Upanishads. And when they are teaching, where did I leave in the last class also, let me remember. Otherwise, if all are forgotten, how can I teach? Teacher cannot teach. Therefore, I am the greatest devotee, the bhakta, when I play the role of a teacher. Therefore, in Advaita, there is no confusion at all. If one understands the standpoint clearly, which standpoint one is talking about, from Ahankara plane or from Atma plane. Therefore, Santyakta Bahyaha. That is a very, very important adjective. Sputam Vadanti. They clearly declare. Sputam. We have to supply Vadanti. Not only that, Brahmi Bhuya Vasanti, in this form, by repeated warning up of this teaching, I become one with Brahman. ബ്രഹ്മീഭൂയ വസന്തി. Again, we should remember that there is no question of becoming one with Brahman, because I am already Brahman. Becoming one with Brahman means what? They do not forget the fact of their essential nature throughout their life. And this is what is known as Sahaja Samadhi. In Vedanta, there is a term, Sahaja Samadhi. It is nothing but the non-forgetfulness of one's nature throughout my transaction. And this aspect gives a refinement or polish, or it gives a value addition in modern language to my transaction. That is called Jivan Mukti. And that polish comes only by what? By repeated abhyasa, nididhyasanam. Acharyat padamadatte padam shishya swamedhaya padam sa brahmacharibhyaha padam kalakramena cha. So over the advancement of time, one has to remain in Vedanta for some time, quite some time. The very time itself will give some refinement, some polish. And therefore, Brahmi Bhuya Vasanti. When? Santatam. It is always there. Always they remain in Brahman. Sahaja Samadhi. That's what we mentioned earlier. Sahaja Samadhi. Tad buddhayaha, tad atmanaha, tad nishtaha, tad parayanaha. All those things that we have seen in Bhagavad Gita, they all have to be remembered when we say these statements. And in what form? Chidananda atmanaha. In the form of Chidananda rupaha shivoham shivoham. So that word ananda, that is indicated to show what? Remaining in your swarupam is not something like a miserable condition. One should not be thinking, I am just condemned to be in this swarupam forever. No, it is not a miserable condition at all. But it is atmananda. It is ananda atmana. Enjoy your life in the form of the very ananda. They remain. Dhruvam. Dhruvam means certainly. Certainly means definitely. It is not an empty promise. This is what the wise people have done in former times, in those times. May you also do the same thing now. Chidanandatmana. So in the form of Chidananda. Chidanandatmana. In the form of Chidananda, they remain. Yetat Dhruvam. Yetat Dhruvam, that is a separate sentence. It is certain. It is definite. Shloka 395. Jehi malamaya koshe aham diyottapitasham prasava manila kalpe lingadehe pipaschat nigama gatita kirtim nityamananda murtim swayamiti parichiyam brahmarupena tishta. So in the previous shloka, he pointed out, may you disidentify from the inferior ahankara and may you identify with the superior and pleasant atma. And in this shloka, Shankaracharya says that the proposal that I give is only a happy proposal. You have nothing to complain about. It's a good proposal. But psychologically, what generally happens is what? Even if something is not really good for us, it appears to be good when we get addicted to that for some time. The mind's capacity to form an addiction. First out of moha, I see goodness in what is really not good and take to that unhealthy, that habit. Thereafter, moha will be gone. I found it is not good, but I have become addicted to that already. Therefore, in spite of my best intentions, I am not able to drop that addiction. Initially, for example, because of some misconception, a person takes to smoking or drinking, something like that. Thinking it is good, the person took to that habit. This is called shobana jataha. This is thinking that is going to be good. And after some time, it affects my health. then I know I should give up. And because of sheer addiction, I refuse to give up. Similarly, ahankara, which is really the cause of all my problems, out of moha, I initially thought ahankara is nice. And after taking to ahankara for a long time, I have become an addict with respect to my own ahankara. Ahankara means what? My biography, my personality. And now I have got wisdom. Vedanta has enlightened me, I suppose, perhaps. Therefore, I want to drop ahankara. My intention is good. But my addiction to ahankara does not allow me to do that. And Shankaracharya says, I can understand. But you have to use your willpower to get rid of that addiction. In any addiction, the first thing required to give up the addiction is the cooperation of the victim. That is how treatment for, you know, all this alcoholic anonymous, alcoholic anonymous and all those, you know, various programs. The cooperation from the victim is a chief factor. Here also, I should be willing to give up ahankara. My cooperation is needed. That is called willpower. And once that is there, Ishwara Anugraha, Guru Anugraha, all those things will follow. That's what Shankaracharya says, you put the first step. I am willing to guide you. So he says, Aham Diya Uttapita Asam Jahi. May you give up your addiction, your attachment, your obsession. Uttapita means born out of. Aham Dihi Ahankara. The I Abhimana, the strong identification with ahankara. So the addiction or the attachment born out of the strong identification in what? Mala Maya Koshe, in your pancha koshas or the shariratrayas, the sula shariram, sukshma shariram, annamaya kosha, pranamaya kosha. And what type of kosha it is? Just as we say cigarette smoking is injurious to health, here Acharya says, your abhimana in the body, and what type of body it is? Malamaya koshe, the body which is full of impurities, full of defects, imperfections. It is malamayam. The entire thing is almost met with all impurities. That is why the perfume industry is thriving. Spray all over, so much of impurities all over. Malamaya koshe, aham diya, Uttapita Asham Jahi. Throw your attachment. And Prasabham. Prasabham means completely. It goes with Jahi. It's an adverbial class. So Prasabham Jahi. Not only in the Stula Shariram. Here Kosha. Kosha means the Stula Shariram. Because first he is going to say the Sukshma Shariram next. So the Kosha, the Malamaya Kosha, that refers to the Stula Shariram. The Annamaya Kosha. And linga dehe api, we have to again jahi, the first line should be repeated again. So malamaya koshe linga deshe abhi aham diya uttapita asham jahi. We have to repeat the entire thing for the second thing also. Similarly, give up the attachment in the sukshma shariram also, which is full of impurities, in which addiction has been formed. And anila kalpe, he gives an adjective to sukshma shariram here. The adjective is what? Anila kalpam. Anilam. Anilam means wind. Anila kalpam means vayu shadrisham. It is unsteady. Anytime it can leave a person. And it is compared to vayu because what? The main component of sukshma shariram is prana. And for subtle body, right? Prana, panja pranas. And prana is somehow remaining in the body. The wonder. For the prana, for vayu to remain in the body is a big wonder. And that too, a body what? With 9 holes. As Dharmaputra said, if a balloon has got air filled inside, if there is no wonder in that. Suppose that balloon has 9 holes. And if air is inside, is that not a wonder? Similarly, we are all balloons. Anytime it can pop up. And there are navadvaras or ekadashadvaras according to Kathopanishad. And the Pranavayu is continuing within. We are alive. That's a wonder. Such unsteady Sukshma Sharira, do you want to identify with? Never do that. Nalini Dalagata Jalamati Taralam Tadvat Jivitam Atishaya Chapalam. It is Atishayam. That is why he says, Anilakalpe Ati Tarale Ati Chapale Sukshma Sharire Abhimanam Tyaja. May you give up that attachment to that Sukshma Shariram also. And what are the impurities of the Linga Shariram? Linga Shariram, Sukshma Shariram. What are those? Raga, Dvesha, Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Madha, Masarya, all of them, they are the impurities with respect to the Sukshma Shariram. And when do you do that? Paschat, after Stula Sharira Abhimana Tyaga, after giving up the attachment to the Stula Shariram, then you come to the Sukshma Sharira Abhimana, you give up that also gradually. Each one may take 10 or more years. It will be a long-term project. If not completed in this janma, doesn't matter. It may be completed, one can try to complete maybe in the next janma. Take your own time. And then by giving up this addiction, initially it may appear that the life is a vacuum because so far you have been hanging on to something and now you are going to give up. Suddenly it may appear there is a vacuum created. Withdrawal symptoms of any addiction, both psychological symptoms, physiological system symptoms, they are all terrible. And therefore one might think, without this ahankara, what is life? As the doctor says, by giving up one smoking, life is not going to be empty. There are so many people who live happily without smoking, and maybe better happiness also. Similarly, without ahankara, not only you can survive, you have infinite ananda also. So he says, nigama gatita kirtim nityam ananda murtim swayamiti parichiya. May you own up, or may you claim Brahman as yourself. There won't be any vacuum then. If ahankara is emptied, that vacuum will be filled with what? Atmananda. Therefore, Swayam. Iti parichiya, may you own up Brahman as yourself. And what type of Brahman it is? Nigama gadita kirtim. Whose glories are revealed in the Vedas. Nigame vede gadita kirtayaha yasyaha nigama. So that is, nigama means Vedaha here. So, nigama vede gaditaha kirtayaha yasya. So, nigama means Veda. Veda gaditam. Gaditam means revealed. Kirti. Kirti means glories. So, what are the glories? Nitya, Shuddha, Buddha, Mukta, Ananta, Satyam, Jnanam, all that, they are all the glories of Brahman. So, that Brahman, whose glories are revealed in the scriptures, and this is Nityananda Murtim, which is eternal Ananda, not the miserable, ever complaining Ahankara. Ahankara always complains, it requires this and that. If you ask Ahankara, are you satisfied? It will never say fully, yes, I am satisfied, never. Therefore, Atma is eternal Ananda, and that Ananda Murtim, that Brahman, such a Brahman, Swayam Iti. Swayam Iti means Aham Iti. I am that Brahman, Parichaya. Literally means Parichaya. Parichaya means familiarize yourself. May you get familiarized with Brahman as Aham Asmi. I am that Brahman. Parichi Dhatu. So having wound up or claiming that Brahman as Aham Iti, Brahma Rupena Tishta. Remain in your life. Live your very life as Brahman itself. One need not tell this to everyone. I don't have to go and declare to everyone I am Brahman. Let this be inside like the Tambura Shruti. Let it be there and be. Let your life be music with this wonderful Tambura Shruti. Aham Brahma Asmi. Let that be the Sthayi Bhava. let that be there in you all the time. Tishtha means Shankaracharya, actually he is commanding because he is a teacher. Be like that. You have come to me as a disciple. So I have the right to command you. So be like that only. Tishtha. Shloka 396. Savakaram yavad bhajati manujastavadasuchihi parebhyasyatklesha janana marana vyadhi nilayaha yadatmanam shuddham kalayati shivakaram achalam tadatebhyo muktaha bhavatihi tadaha shrutirapi. So Acharya is repeating the same idea. Dehatma bhava is the obstacle to sarvatma bhava. So it is for you to choose which one you want to choose. Dehatma bhava or sarvatma bhava. You cannot choose both. So he says, yavat shavakaram bhajati. Shavakaram means shariram. What a name he has given. As long as a person holds on to the body, and what is the name given to the body here? To disgust us really. Shavakaram, the body which is a potential corpse. Shavam. One is a dead corpse, the other one is a living corpse. That's all the difference. Soon this will also join the other body, the dead corpse. After death, decay is faster. Before death, decay is not absent, but it is slower. Only the rate of decay is different between a living body and a dead body. Which means the body is a corpse only. So he says, shava akaram shariram. And therefore only asuchihi. Sharira sambandha itself is asuchihi. Asuchi means impurity. We think we have got impurity or pollution only when we go near a dead body or go to a house where there is a death that happened. Shankaracharya says, even now, when you have sharira sambandha, there is asuchihi, there is impurity only. Why? That's why we have to regularly take bath. Therefore, shariram, shavakaram and asuchihi. Yavad bhajati, as long as a person holds on to this body, the person also will be polluted. Manujaha. Manujaha means the person. So, yavat manujaha, shavakaram shariram bhajati, tavat asuchihi bhavati. As long as deha abhimana is there, so long asuchi impurities will also be there. So, here the word bhajati has to be carefully understood. It is not bhakti here, but abhimanyute. Abhimanute. Abhimanute means it identifies with. So, atmatvena grinnati, takes as himself. Not only that, he takes us into the body. Not only that, parebhyaha kleshaha syat. The body is at the mercy of every external and internal factor. Parebhyaha kleshaha, trouble, all pain, battering, they all will be there. The body is subject to time onslaught. Asti, jayate, vardate, viparinamate, apakshiyate, vinashyati, all those sixfold modifications bound by time. However much one tries to cover up his or her age, how long one can do that? There are so many things there in the market to cover the age. But how long? Not only time, prarabdha onslaught, disease onslaught, weather, people. In fact, ultimately even all the grahas, navagrahas, Rahu, Ketu, all of them, body can never escape from all these external factors. That is why we say one can never give security to the body at all. Body is ever insecure. Atma is never insecure. Body is ever insecure. This wisdom is the only security. So he says, parebhyaha kleshaha syate. There will be some problem or the other in the body always. And janana marana vyadhi nilayaha. This person is the storehouse of vyadhi nilayaha, all diseases. Not only vyadhi, janana, marana, as given in the Bhagavad Gita. జన్మ మృత్యు జర వ్యాధి దుఃఖ దోష అనుదర్శనం. దిస్ ఈస్ ద నెక్స్ట్ కాన్సిక్వెన్స్ ఆఫ్ వాట్? దేహ అభిమాన అసోసియేషన్ ఇస్ ద బాడీ. అండ్ ఇఫ్ వన్ వాంట్స్ సర్వాత్మ భావ, దెన్ వాట్ అ పర్సన్ షుడ్ డూ? యదా శివాకారం కలయతి, ఫ్రమ్ శివాకారం భజతి, హియర్ శివాకారం కలయతి. హౌ నైస్లీ హియర్ పుట్. సో శవాకారం భజతి, లీవింగ్ దాట్ వాట్ షుడ్ వన్ డూ? శివాకారం కలయతి. వెన్ ఎ పర్సన్ ఐడెంటిఫైస్ విత్ ది ఎవర్ ఆస్పిషియస్ ఆత్మ, కలయతి మీన్స్ అగైన్ అభిమనుతే, సేమ్ వే యాజ్ ఇట్ వాస్ భజతే, సేమ్ థింగ్ ఐడెంటిఫైస్ విత్ హూ వాంట్స్ అప్ హీ క్లెయిమ్స్ వాట్ ఆత్మానం, ది ఆత్మ విచ్ ఇస్ బియాండ్ ద స్థూల సూక్ష్మ కారణ శరీరాస్ అండ్ విచ్ ఇస్ శుద్ధం. Which is every word should be connected or contrasted with the previous word. You should be careful. So, Shavakaram, Shivakaram. So, Shavakaram, Shivakaram. Asuchihi, Shuddham. Ever pure. So, all that thing one has to. And Achalam, as opposed to Janana, Marana, Vyadi, Nilayaha. Janana, Marana means what? Coming and going is the body. Body comes, body goes. Atma doesn't come and go. Therefore, అచలం జనన మరణాది రహితం, వితౌట్ ఎనీ ఆఫ్ ది జనన మరణం, ఆత్మానం కలయతి. సో వెన్ ఎ పర్సన్ వోంట్స్ అప్ దిస్ ఫ్యాక్ట్, దెన్ వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్? తదా ముక్తః భవతి, హీఈస్ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ ది ఆన్స్లాట్స్. హీ రెఫర్స్ టు ఆత్మ యాక్చువల్లీ హియర్. ఈవెన్ వేదాంత జ్ఞానం కెనాట్ ప్రొటెక్ట్ ద బాడీ, వన్ హ్యాస్ టు బి కేర్ఫుల్. The Vedanta Jnanam also cannot protect the body from all Navagrahas and all those kinds of factors. Therefore we say, Prarabdasya Bhogat Eva Kshayaha. So Jnanam cannot protect body. But still the Jnani says, I am free to do anything. Because he refers to what? Not the body, but he refers to Atma. Tebhyaha Paraklesebhyaha. The troubles caused by desha, kala, family, all those things, muktaha bhavati. He is free. Not only this is logically true, it has actually a shruti support also, because as we mentioned in Viveka Chudamani, Acharya tries to justify everything, whatever he says, through shruti vakyas. Shrutihi api tadaha. The shruti vakyas also, they say the same thing, tadaha. Here, Shankaracharya, he keeps in mind the two statements in, again, the Chandogya Upanishad. One statement is, Nahavai sa sharirasya sataha priya priyayoho apahati rasti. That is one statement like that, which means, as long as deha sambandha or deha abhimana is there, problems or disease or death, one can never get over. One cannot get out of any of them. Priyam and apriyam, both will be there, because body will have ups and downs, because that is the nature of the body. And then the very same Upanishad makes another statement, Ashariram vavasantam naha priya priye sprishataha. The one who has transcended deha abhimana, for that person, priya and apriya will not affect at all. And these two statements, స శరీరత్వం సంసారః అశరీరత్వం మోక్షః. ఉపనిషత్ ఆల్సో సేస్ ద సేమ్ థింగ్, దట్ ఈస్ శరీర అభిమానః సంసారః. సంసార ఇస్ వాట్? శరీర అభిమాన. అండ్ శరీర అభిమాన త్యాగః, దట్ ఈస్ వన్స్ ఎ పర్సన్ గెట్ రిడ్ ఆఫ్ ది శరీర అభిమాన, దట్ ఈస్ మోక్షః. స్వాత్మన్యారోపితాశేష ఆభాసవస్తు నిరాసతః స్వయమేవ పరం బ్రహ్మ పూర్ణమద్వయమక్రియం. సో దేహాభిమానః ఆర్ దేహాత్మభావ, దట్ ఈస్ ది ఆబ్స్టకల్ టు సర్వాత్మభావ. సో హ్యావింగ్ నెగేటెడ్ దేహాత్మభావ, may you remain in sarvatma bhava. And that is advice given here. So he says, swatmani aropita asesha abhasa vastu nirasataha. So one compound word. Vastu. Vastu means any object, especially here in the form of this Stula Sukshma Karana Sharira, which is Abhasa Vastu. What Vastu it is? It is Mithya Vastu. Abhasa Vastu means Mithya Vastu. These three bodies which are Mithya Vastu, Swatmani Aropitam. Aropitam means superimposed. This is superimposed upon Swatmani, upon Atma. Like what? Like the rope's wake. Rope's wake is superimposed on rope. Sharira Trayam, the three bodies, they are superimposed on Atma. And therefore only we call it as Mithya. And all the bodies, Ashesha. Ashesha means totally, totally, completely. Completely Nirasataha. Nirasataha means negation. So by totally negating all the Mithya objects superimposed on the Atma, that is the first step. That is the negation of all the Mithya objects superimposed on the Atma. In short, what? This is the Dehatma Bhava Tyagaha. Getting rid of the Dehatma Bhava. Negating the body Abhimana. Then what is left out? Swayam Eva Param Brahma. I am by myself, without any effort, naturally I am Brahman. So the Paramarthikam Brahma, which is Purnam, which is Advayam, which is Akriyam, I own up. Purnam. Purnam means Sarvam. That is called Sarvatma Bhava. Purnam refers to Sarvatma Bhava. I am everything. I am Brahman. I am Advayam. I am non-dual. And I am Akriyam. I am actionless. This is Sarvatma Bhava Dhyanam or Abhyasa. One has to do practice like this. The more one soaks oneself in this kind of slokas, in the idea of the shlokas, for example, one will find the so-called samsara problem gradually getting diluted. It is exactly like what? Swapna troubles, all the problems one has in the dream, which appear to be very powerful during dream. And after waking up, they lose their punch completely or impact. The greatest problems of life will become insignificant when this new I, this person, becomes more and more, that becomes significant. The new I, after I discover myself as Atma, that I, when that knowledge, when that becomes more and more significant, all the other problems will become insignificant. This is what we called before as Abhibhavaha. We have seen this earlier, this particular word we have used it earlier. Abhibhavaha means many of our problems we will not be able to solve. That is true. Because for the powerful prarabdha, there is no antidote. I cannot say I can do this and that. They are all only like for our mental satisfaction. One may do any amount of prayachitas. And of course, many of the problems may get solved by prayachitas also. Because people might say, look at the horoscope and they will say, oh, you have got this dosha, that dosha, you have to do this prayachitta. They may work also. But there are many without prayachittas at all. That means what? Prayachitta, money may be sent, one can do all that, but the problem will still continue. They may do this homa, that homa, this puja. In spite of all that, the problem may still continue. Remember, many of the problems will not go. With respect to those problems, only solution is what? Abhibhavaha. When there is a candle, for example, I gave this example earlier also, when for example in the tropical forest, you know, when I went to Hawaii, there is a tunnel. When you go inside the tunnel, it is extremely dark. And in that darkness, the tourist guide, he just lit a match. It lit up the entire place. It looked so powerful in that entire dark surroundings. So the candlelight in the midnight, that looks very, very powerful. When the sunlight comes in the morning, candlelight continues. It is not felt though, even though it continues, it becomes insignificant because of something else that is more powerful than this candlelight. You have not destroyed the candlelight yet, but you have made it insignificant. That's what is done. This is called what? Abhibhavaha. In fact, Vedanta changes one's mind and one's attitude. That for that Vedantic mind, the worst problem of samsara will appear insignificant. The world may sympathize with him. Oh, what can be done for this person, poor guy? They may empathize with him. The problem may be a true problem also, a big problem also. But for the Vedantic mind, that problem will become, in fact, what? This is the only solution for some of the unsurmountable problems, big problems of life. And therefore, Advayam Akriyam. When I see, I grow out of the problems. When a child, for example, loses a balloon, the child cries because for the child, the balloon is everything. And what do we say? The parents, they say, don't worry, child, it's after all a balloon. Let it go. Or we may even rationalize, after all, balloon will only pop. It is the nature of the balloon. Don't worry about it. So loss of balloon remaining the same between the child and the adult, how that the same loss, how it gives rise to different kinds of attitude. For the child, it is a tragedy. But for the father, balloon, he becomes suddenly a balloon philosopher, as Swamiji says. In fact, everything in life is like a balloon only. Thinking everything a balloon is maturity in life according to Vedanta. Problems will come. They may get crashed according to Prarabdha. But how I take it, how I deal with them, that depends on the maturity of my mind. So I will stop here with this sloka today because it may take more time if I take the next one. So we will stop with this and we will continue in the next webinar. यो वेदादौ स्वर प्रोक्तो वेदान्ते च प्रतिष्ठितः तस्य प्रकृतिलीनस्य यः परः स महेश्वरः श्रीकृष्णार्पणमस्तु नारायण ओके लेट अस सी वेदर देयर आर एनी क्वेश्चंस एनीथिंग Let me open up. Okay, Geeta Kumar has a question. Let me... Yes, Geeta ji, please speak up. I think you are able to hear me now. Please go ahead. Geeta ji, I unmuted you. You can speak up now. Are you hearing me? I don't know. Okay, I don't know whether Geeta ji is hearing me. I don't know. There's a hand raised. All right. If there is no other question from anybody else. Okay. All right, there are no more questions, I think. So, I'm going to mute Geeta ji. Okay, there seems to be no other questions or comments, so if there are no more questions, I will stop here and we will continue in the next webinar. I'm going to sign off now.